delicious desserts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, or good afternoon. Happy New Year. I hope that you've had a wonderful holiday, and welcome back to Budget Winning NYC for you, the new, or not even the new, but anyway, the 2016 edition, where you get lots of tips, including hearing from local wedding professionals to make all of your wedding dreams come true. This, of course, is Charlena P.F., your host, and I have a very special guest whom I met probably a little over a month ago at a friend's baby shower. And, you know what, not to give too much away, but I just want to say that her cupcakes, because that's what I tasted, are yummy. So, all right, now, if you have questions for either one of us, of course, give us a call at 347-996-5829. Now, first, as a reminder, my books, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, as well as 11-plus Secrets from NYC Budget Weddings, are both now available on Kindle. Also, just to let you know, upcoming shows, I have a food coach on hand to come, I hope, possibly in 2 weeks, if not, then a month from now. And the reason behind this is that when I was planning my wedding, I had a food coach so that I would stay on track and release weight for, not that my wedding dress didn't fit because I'd already bought my wedding dress, but just so it would fit better. So I thought it would be fun to have a food coach on and talk to her. And then just in time for those newly engaged couples on February 22nd, a good friend of mine, Misty Muhammad, who's a financial consultant, will be on, and we'll be talking about composing your wedding budget, of course, and then whether or not to merge your finances after you're married, whether or not that's a wise idea. Yeah, you know, it changes. So, and then, of course, this evening, meditation, midnight meditation with Charlena, and tonight's topic is being happy even in January. Now, what you've all been waiting for, today's guest designs, bakes, and delivers special event dessert specialties, which I believe, and when you, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you will know that they are all a work of art. I had her cupcakes on my Facebook after the baby shower. Yummy. And they are, shall we say, stunningly delicious. And the artwork is unbelievable. It's delicate, and it's so good. It is oh so good. So today she is joining me and answering as many of my questions as she can. And, of course, if you want to call in, you can ask her even more questions. But I have to say, welcome to Ramya Murthy of 350 Degrees Fahrenheit.
Hi, Charlena.
Hi. Welcome,
yeah, thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me and giving me this wonderful opportunity to share my ideas with you and your listeners.
Cool. So now we're going to jump right in. As I said earlier, I have all these questions to ask her. Now, her business is 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and I know the significance, and you probably know the significance too, but I'm going to ask her anyway, what is the significance of your business name?
So 350 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which I bake most of my treats. I was also looking out for a unique name for my venture that would also be a conversation starter. So I thought 350 degrees Fahrenheit would be perfect.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So most baked goods, cakes and cupcakes are at 350. They're 325 is too slow of an oven, right? And then anything else might burn them. Is that?
Yeah. Actually, when the cake goes bigger, like for 12 inch cakes, I use a lower temperature. So that it bakes evenly and without burning the cake. But for all small desserts and small cakes, 350 degrees Fahrenheit is the perfect temperature.
Oh, okay. Goodness. And when did you start making cakes?
Well, I've been baking for the last 8 years or so. The first sculpted cake I created was in 2013 for my son's 5th birthday. It was actually a train cake with an engine and 3 cars. So, you know, back then it turned out to be a really challenging project. But I must say in the end it was a sweet success. You know, my son and his friends were, they were absolutely delighted to see a choo-choo express in cake form.
Coolness. Thomas the Train,
Thomas.
Yes. Ooh, God.
Thomas Engine.
Pull that out of the hat. Yeah. Oh, okay. And he was one? He was 1 year old. How old was he?
5. 5th birthday.
5. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, they were so delighted, and I thought it was a pretty encouraging outcome. So since then, I got interested in cake artistry even more and continue to pursue it more seriously. So it's been roughly 2.5 years of experimenting, practicing the different techniques, and learning something new every single day. And, you know, eventually with immense support and encouragement from all my family and friends, I started this home-based venture that I'm planning to expand in the near future. Shona? Shona, are you there? Yeah, Shalina.
Oh,
I'm so
sorry. Yes, you did lose me. I smiled so broadly that I hung up on myself. I do apologize to you and also to the audience.
No problem.
All right, I'm holding the phone away from my cheek. Okay. That's what happens when you have cherubic cheeks. So, I don't know if you continue to answer, but I'll go on. And this nothing happened, even though it did.
No problem.
So now you said that you started baking cakes or designing and baking cakes 8 years ago. So did you have a mentor? Did you learn from your mother, or how did you start 8 years ago?
Well, actually, my mom used to bake all my birthday cakes when I was younger. So I'd watched her bake and decorate cakes. But I didn't really bake until 8 years ago. And after that, you know, I actually taught myself how to bake and decorate. But with lots of help from information that's available on the internet and information that's in cake decorating books and magazine. And that's it. You know, I've always enjoyed creating artwork, so I think my artistic side comes in handy a lot of times. You know, they help me pay attention to details and create those fine details in my work. And apart from that, I also have a background in engineering that helps me plan and execute a project successfully and on time. And it has also previously helped me build structurally strong cakes. Like, I once created a 3D cake in the shape of Rainbow Dash, who is actually My Little Pony character. Have you heard of that? You know, these little girls are into it. Yeah. So that was for my client's 3-year-old daughter. And she loved it so much that she just didn't want to cut it. You know, she wanted to take it home and play with it. So it was so cute. And, you know, the delight on the faces of these people when they see their cake is what really inspires me to learn and grow as a cake artist.
Wow.
So that's how it's been all this while.
So I would imagine, I mean, from just from when we were at the baby shower, all of the when the hush came over the room, and then we all went and everybody pulled out their camera phone. That must have been truly inspiring as well.
Yeah, see, that's what really inspires me. It fulfills me. You know, it's a very it's an art form that's really fulfilling, and especially if the recipient is really happy, you're excited about it, and you feel you made them happy. You know, you made the occasion a little extra special for them. So that's the kind of fulfillment I get in, you know, making these cakes.
That's great. Now, and also you told me, because I asked, I'm just full of questions all the time, well, actually, before I say that, how many cupcakes did you make for that party?
I made 24 of them.
24. And you had, there were three different designs? Or?
I think there were six of them.
Six or seven. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There were six
four
designs.
Of each. Yeah.
And then here's the astounding part. And I asked Ramya how long it took her, expecting, you know, I had started the night before, or it was 8 hours. Tell us how long it took you to do those six designs for 24 cupcakes. Do you remember what you told me?
You know, see, that had a variety of designs on it. So there were some, the theme was Lion King, right? So were 3D Simba, face of Simba, and Mufasa, the father, and a couple of other that I generated on the computer, a couple of designs that I generated on the computer that I printed. And there was another design which I used cutters to cut from fondant from, which didn't take much time. But the ones that took the most time were the 3D chocolate faces of Simba and Mufasa, because I painted them by hand with the shape and the texture on. And also what took time was not the printing of the graphics on the edible paper, but actually designing the graphics on the computer. So, you know, it's I didn't really note down the time or I took for every task. But it's a process of 2 days, over 2 days. And I only baked those that morning so that they would be fresh. And, you know, I had all the toppers ready the previous day. And so I just baked them Sunday morning and put on all the toppers, and they were ready to go.
Wow.
So that's it, you know, it's artwork, and it's handmade. So it's really hard to, and every piece will differ from the other, even though I'm trying to create the same kind of artwork. So it was hard for me to really keep track of the time.
Oh, okay. Well, it was truly, truly amazing. And then now you mentioned edible paper. What is that? And I have to tell my listeners that the edible paper was delicious. One of the reasons being it was chocolate, but I'm sure it would have been good whatever flavor it was, but it was delicious. couldn't believe it.
You know, I'm so glad you love those cupcakes, you know, but the downside to using the edible sheet is that they don't exactly taste great by themselves. So I think that's why I put a backing of a layer of fondant or chocolate dough that I actually make myself. And that's what you probably tasted, you know. So it's like I usually use these sheets when I have graphics that I design on my computer. And I sometimes, to give it some extra dimension, I embellish them by, you know, piping details on them with icing or painting on them, you know. Like I painted metallic, right? I used a metallic color to paint on Simba's paw prints on that particular paper. So, I mean, you can go really creative with frosting sheets, even though they're very simple to use and, you know, they're very fast. You know, once you have the graphics on, they get printed really quickly. Yeah. That's a great design element to use on treats.
And I have to say that the even though she just said that she's doing fondant, the with the edible paper, I did not realize it was fondant, and it's very thin. It's very thin. You would not, I always picture fondant as being fairly thick, and actually had that on my wedding cake, but this was really thin. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and
that's
and delicious.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What is your favorite event special and what is your favorite specialty treat to make?
Well, you know, when I bake something, it could be cake or cookies, cake pops, cupcakes. You know, they become a canvas for expressing my artwork. You know, I should say that I love each one of them dearly because they have a different dimension to it, and it's different, you know, working on each of them, and they have their own challenges and different ways to work on each. But my personal favorite is cookies. And I once baked like 200 cookies as wedding party favors, and I piped 30 different kinds of lace designs on them. And, you know, it was a truly relaxing experience, almost zen-like. So, you know, I really love to pipe on cookies. That's my favorite. Shalina?
Nothing. I don't know what happened. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to tell us where, how would we contact you?
Yeah, you know, my contact details are on my website, which is 350degreef.com. So, you know, there's my email address on that. There's my telephone number. So if you have further questions, any questions, it could be, feel free to contact me, and I'll try my best to help them out, you know, with information they need.
Okay. Coolness. All righty. So that was 350degrees.com, and that is for Rania.
No, it's 350°F for Fahrenheit. So,
oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. So it's 350°F.com.
F. Yeah. All righty. And you have pictures on your website as well, I'm sure.
That's right, yeah.
Now, here I'm looking at your website, and it says the simple and elegant collection. And to me, they look nothing like anything that I would call simple. So our definition of simple is completely different. especially okay. I love this, was this a Christmas cake or the first picture? Is that a Christmas cake with the bow? And then, the second one looks like, tomatoes, maybe, not sure. Anyway, I'm going to come back. the questions. Okay, I'm smiling broadly. I've taken the phone away from my cheek. Alrighty, so who is your biggest customer? It's, and I'm not saying who the person's name, but what types of people do you usually bake for? Businesses, for entrepreneurs, moms with school-age children, others-to-be, engaged couples? Who's your biggest who's the customer that you most...
Okay, my biggest customers have been moms with school-age children looking for themed birthday treats for private parties, and specifically nut-free treats for parties at schools. And my second biggest customers have been businesses who ordered cookies with their business logo on them to be given away as holiday gifts and party favors.
Huh. Oh, okay. So how big are your cookies that you'll be able to
put a logo? And the regular size is like 3 inches. That's the regular size cookies. I also make 4 and 6 inch cookies and even smaller cookies. Sometimes, you know, I make a cookie platter wherein I have a few 3-inch cookies and some smaller cookies to go with the design that goes with the theme. So, you know, when you're serving the cookie set, you know, use it for entertaining or giving it as a gift to someone. There is some variety, and you know, it looks great. You know, if there are different shapes and sizes of cookies which are tied together by a theme. So I make those too.
Nice. And then does the client ask you for a specific flavor, or do you...
Yeah, you know, on my website, I do have specified flavors that I make. So they can order whatever they like, an assortment of flavors or just whatever they would like, you know, or just one flavor. So it's, you know, I have vanilla, chocolate, pumpkin pie spice, lemon, amaretto, gingerbread cookies. So whatever they like, they can order.
All sounds really good. Alrighty. And then I think I have 7 minutes, and I'm just going to put it out there that I'm going to ask you to come back on. Mostly because I smiled too broadly and hung up twice, so I do apologize for that. But I have not even gotten to half of my questions. So, do you know, or what do you think are in wedding cakes? What's coming up in wedding cakes for 2016?
2016. So, you know, a lot. Let me see. When you think of a wedding cake, you know, most often than not, you would imagine a tiered cake in very light colors, like pastel colors, right? With maybe cascades of floral arrangements on them, right? So that's a typical wedding cake. But off late, couples are opting for designs that are kind of offbeat and contemporary. So what's on the horizon for are cakes with contrasting color tiers, like a black tier and a white tier, to match the colors of the bride and the groom's outfit. So it looks fabulous, you know, if the design elements are paired well, it looks very modern. Also, you know, geometric patterns that create 3D illusion. That's another thing that's coming up, fondant frills. Then sugar fantasy flowers, you know, flowers which don't look real, but they look really out of this world, you know. And they have really, and you can actually match exactly the color of your wedding theme with the color of the fantasy flowers. So that's also in on the trend. And also, you know, a lot of new techniques have been developed in flower arrangement art, right? So those techniques will be reflected in sugar floral arrangements on cakes as well. So, you know, all this while we've been having, we've been using tightly bunched up flowers, right? So we'll be seeing more of loosely gathered floral arrangements, either in the form of a ring or a crown around the cakes. And if you, you know, if you consider all the elements that I mentioned just now, like the geometric patterns that create an illusion and the sugar fantasy flowers, all these elements give wedding cakes a chic modern look. So that's what's coming up next, you know, rather than a traditional cake. And believe it or not, buttercream cakes are going to make a comeback because they have been using a lot of buttercream techniques to create all these design elements just with buttercream, no fondant involved, no sugar paste involved. So you will see a lot of buttercream art on the horizon. It's you know, that's what I see. And you know, when we think about specialty baked goods, right? We talked about decorations. Now, the baked goods themselves, we see a lot of these stacked cookies coming up, like different size cookies stacked one on top of the other, and to make it look like a mini wedding cake. That looks really cute, by the way. So that's on the trend. And the other desserts that will gain popularity are cookie bars with a lot of cookie flavor options. And, you know, believe it or not, you'll also see mini pies coming up for wedding parties. So, yeah, so pies are not meant just for the holiday season anymore, right? So they're going to have it in weddings too. Yeah.
Wow, that's terrific, because I know that I've run across a couple of brides who didn't want cake whatsoever. They wanted pies, and I think the people around them frowned at the idea, but they stuck to their guns, so that's great.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, a lot of people like pies, and they don't like cakes, so they'll have that option too. You know, there's something for everybody in the guest list, so that'll be great.
So in reference to pies, do you think then that small wedding cakes are overriding the larger ones, or do you think cupcakes are overriding the wedding?
I think, you know, in my opinion, large wedding cakes and dessert tables, you know, which have small desserts like cupcakes, cookies, will continue to be equally popular. It's all about what the couple's preferences are. You know, they might like a traditional wedding cake that stands really tall with like 7 tiers, or you know, they might prefer a very modern style dessert table with multiple flavors and treat options. So, you know, if you look at it, look at why both will be equally popular. Large wedding cakes do bring a certain charm to wedding parties, right, and make them really special. And on the other hand, dessert tables with various dessert options will offer something for everyone on the guest list. So I think they'll both be equally sought after. That's what I think.
Oh, okay. All right. And just, I am going to ask you one more question, but I wanted to say that to get a hold of Ramya Murthy of 350 degrees Fahrenheit, her website is 350 degrees, DEGREES, as in Frank, .com. But now I have one more question. Let me see, what can I ask you? I wanted to get into pricing, but I think we're going to have to wait until next time. So, which do you prefer? Do you prefer the couple to come in with a wedding cake idea, or do you prefer to work with them in terms of if they show you their wedding dress or their theme, and then you work from there to come up with a wedding cake design?
Yeah, you know, well, certain couples know exactly what they want for the special day, and I'll be more than happy to create a cake in their design. But, you know, I must admit that I love designing cakes. It's a very fulfilling process, and I would love for the couple to be actively involved in the design process. So the way it goes is that I will start by getting inputs from the bride and the groom about the theme or the color scheme of their wedding and find out their preferences for art styles, like do they like a contemporary look or a vintage look for their cake, or if they would like me to incorporate their beautiful story into the cake. So once that consult is over, I'll go ahead and sketch out a few designs and send it across to them for their opinion. And once they like a design, that design will go through a series of changes. And once the couple like it, that's it. They get a memorable custom cake that will signify their lives and the beauty of their union. So this is the experience that I would like to have, and to being involved in the creation of something that creates beautiful memories for years to come. So it'll be great if the couples work with their cake artists. They trust them and work with them, because they can be confident they'll get a beautiful cake, their dream cake.
I like that. I like that indeed. And that sounds like the perfect way to go, because I know that when I worked with my baker all those years ago, 10 years ago, that's how we came up with my husband and my cake, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm still
yeah.
talking about it, even here. So, Ramya, thank you for coming on, and I think it's my phone that kept going off, but I hope that doesn't deter you from coming back again, and actually I'll probably use my microphone next time. So, and just so everyone knows, I had 8 more questions to ask her. So if she says yes, we'll get down to the bottom of these other questions that I had as well. So, again, thank you very much, Ramya, for coming on Budget Weddings NYC for you on this. And you are my first guest for 2016. So, again, I hope you'll come back. She's not saying
yeah,
yes on the air. Okay, good.
Definitely.
Yay!
Anytime. Thank you for the terrific opportunity. Thanks.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you very much. All right,
thank
so
you.
This is Charlie. You're quite welcome. This is Charlino signing off from Budget Weddings NYC for you, and I will be talking to you in 2 weeks, or join me this evening on Midnight Meditation with Charlina on that very same channel. Alrighty. Bye-bye.